Carr in the gun. Blitz on the way. Carr, quick throw. He's going to be intercepted. Chris Harris Jr. in the foot race. He's going to take it the distance. 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, time. Touchdown, Denver.
Welcome back to In the Zone with Coach Kubiak. This, of course, not Coach Kubiak. It is Chris Harris Jr. Recently elected to the Pro Bowl. Congrats on that. Also, happy 2016. Any big resolutions for you this year, Chris?
Kind of keep doing what I've been doing the past couple years. They've been good for me.
No more touchdowns allowed by you?
No, I'm starting a new streak.
A new streak is starting. That's right. Okay, let's get on to football now. You guys shut down Cincinnati in the second half last week. Any adjustments at halftime that you made?
We just knew we had to stop that run, man. They were pounding us, and coach just said we got to load this box and make them force them to throw outside, and we had to stop that run. And once we did that, made them one-dimensional. Kind of got A.J. McCarron off track.
Your offense also got going in that game. I know it certainly helps give you guys a bit of a breather over there. It's been announced it's going to be Brock Osweiler moving forward right now. How does this team rally around Brock? Do you feel good with Brock Osweiler as your quarterback moving into the postseason?
I think everybody feels good. We've won a lot of big games already with Brock so far, so we can see that he can win the big games, those tight games. So everybody has confidence in him, and we're just going to continue to ride the ship on.
Let's turn around and take a listen to Brock. He's really has been a model of consistency this year.
It means a lot. It shows, I think, that coach believes in me. But once again, that's not where my focus is. Like I've said before, whether I'm the starter, whether I'm the backup, I'm going to prepare the same exact way.
How much of your guys' defense sort of rests on the hinges of what your offense does? It seems like some games that can be the case.
It's kind of like they let them do their own thing. We do our own thing, and we just try to control what we can do, try to give them the ball back as much as possible, and that's what we got to do. We try to get more turnovers going down the stretch now, and that's something that we need to do to help them out.
Phillip Rivers, moving on to San Diego, says he would love nothing better than to come in here to Denver, beat you guys, not allow you to play another home game for the rest of the season. Thoughts on taking down Phillip Rivers?
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's what you expect from him. It's a rivalry game, and you expect Phillip to come in here and bring his A game. So we got to be ready, especially guys in the back end. They've been a top five passing team all season, so we got to bring our A game.
Different mindset when you know a quarterback is going to throw it up there as many times as he does and as many times as that team has all year long?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you play in them, they're always a pass-first team. So you know that the ball's going to be in the air. You're going to have a lot of chances to get interceptions and make a lot of plays.
Personally elected to your second straight Pro Bowl this year. Good to kind of have your name maybe cemented as one of the game's best defensive backs.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, to get it twice, it's a huge honor. You have to work so hard even to get at this level and to stay at this level. So I just want to continue to be consistent and try to get it every year.
Yeah, and of course your defensive mate, Aqib Talib, also even sweeter, I guess, to have your teammate there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. All our guys that made it. Of course, you want more guys, especially B. Marsh, Danny. They've been playing awesome. Wolf has been playing awesome. So, but to have Talib, me and him, be able to get it, I don't think a duo has got it back-to-back year ever, really, that I can remember.
Yeah, it's certainly impressive. Two former Kansas Jayhawks as well, by the way. I know you're all locked into football right now, man, but away from the football field, and you got the young family, life good?
Oh, yeah, man. My little girl, she's crazy now. As soon as I come in, she wants me to chase her around the house now. So it's been fun, man, especially now that she can able to walk around.
All right, well, if you can cover some NFL wide receivers, I guess good luck covering the little one.
Oh, yeah, man.
Chris, thanks for your time,
buddy. Oh, yeah, no problem, man.
And a reminder again, Coach will be back in just a moment to break down the Chargers. But for now, let's go back to studio where Cammie Carmen is standing by with this week's This is Broncos Country.
All right, thank you, Nick. On this week's This is Broncos Country, brought to you by Mike Shaw Subaru, a Denver-based band returns to the Mile High City to perform on one of the biggest stages. Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats recently performed the national anthem for the first time in front of their hometown crowd.
Oh, say, can you see?
You sing it all the time, and then you watch people really make mistakes singing it live, so we tried our best to do a barroom version of it.
And the twilight's last gleaming.
Getting ready to perform in front of more than 70,000 football fans may be a first. But it's no big deal for Denver band Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats.
And Denver's always been really supportive to us and really great to us.
And the Rockets red glare.
And I don't know if anybody knows who we are out there.
Please welcome Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats.
That's unlikely. This performance on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon in September went viral.
Give me a drink.
Just after the band had released their debut album.
We've all been in a lot of different bands in Denver and had no expectation of this record doing as well as it's done. And so I just feel kind of blessed and really happy and proud of the stuff we've been doing.
Standing on the 50-yard line, surrounded by orange and blue, it's time for a performance in front of a hometown crowd.
I think I've drank enough throughout the years. I don't really have any nerve endings.
Wild performing in front of that many people.
We've never sang in front of the crowd like that.
At the twilight's last
week. Those football players are huge.
Yeah, they're
of course
just
the biggest crowd. Jesus.
Through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched.
As for the game of football, well, that's a work in progress.
I recently started to like football because when I was a kid, football players were like the guys that beat up the musicians. I feel like we're all winning together when we're doing well.
Nick and Coach Kubiak sit back down to talk about a familiar foe in the San Diego Chargers. Plus, we take a look at the final regular season injury report. Who's in, who's out? That's coming up next.